Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Mem Aleph, Brachos 41. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara on Mem Aleph on Vez and 41b records this teaching of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, Pas Poteres Kol Minei Machal, that somebody who makes a blessing on bread, that exempts all the other foods that a person is going to eat in that meal from having to recite a blessing on it, whether a blessing before eating the food or a blessing after the food, by making the blessing of Hamotzi. A person has fulfilled their obligation for all the foods. And continues Rabbi Chiya, V'yayin poter kol minei mashkim. Somebody who makes a blessing on the wine exempts all the other liquids that a person will make, will want to drink after making the blessing on the wine, whether a blessing beforehand or whether the blessing afterward that is specific to the wine, the bracha me'in shalosh, that a person will recite on wine. So what is the reason why a person who makes a blessing on wine is going to exempt all the other liquids that come after it? So Tosfos writes that the reason for this is because the wine is rosh l'kol ha'mashkin. The wine is the most important drink. It is the head of all the other liquids, and so therefore all the other liquids are going to be considered tafel. They're going to be considered secondary to the wine, and therefore we do not make the blessing. We do not need to make a blessing on other liquids. So on the bottom of the page, the discussion continues. Shalu es ben Zoma. They ask Ben Zoma the following question. They ma amru dvar ma bai machmas asuda bitoch. They ask Ben Zoma, what is the reason that those things that come in the middle of the meal to dip the bread into them, that those things, if they come in the meal, they do not require a blessing, not before and or after them? So Ben Zoma responds, Amar lahem, ho pas potartam, because since you're dipping those foods into bread, the bread will exempt them from having to make a blessing, and so that you've already made the blessing on the bread. So therefore, it was a bread society. Today, we don't always have bread at every meal, but in those societies they always had bread, so therefore you don't make the blessing on the other things. So the Gemara asks, well, if that was the case, yayin nami niftere pas. So if that's the case, the wine itself, so if somebody's going to dip something in wine, that then the bread should also exempt the wine from having to make a blessing on it. So why do we make a blessing on wine, even though we've made the blessing on bread? So says Ben Zoma, Shani Yayin, wine is different from all the other foods, and the bread does not exempt it from making a blessing. And the reason is because the Gorein Bracha La'atzmo, and Rashi understands this to mean, it literally translates this as it causes a blessing for itself. And the reason, the way Rashi explains this is in several places, the wine comes and we make a blessing on it, even though we really don't need to drink it. Like, for example, the blessing with respect to Kiddush or Avdallah or at a wedding. So this is why wine, according to Rashi, is going to be considered more significant than the other liquids, and that's why the blessing on the bread does not exempt the wine. There are several other answers as to how to understand this phrase, the yayin goren bracha la'atzmo, the wine is a blessing for itself. So Rabbeinu Hananel, writing in Kirawan, writes that the reason is because wine will also exempt other liquids from having to recite a blessing, and so it's for that reason that the bread does not exempt the wine from a blessing. That's the answer of Rabbeinu Hananel. Another answer, which is recorded in the name of the Rashbam, is that because the blessing of wine is going to be more significant because we do not say with the other drinks, we don't make a blessing specific to that fruit, but with respect to the wine, we make a specific blessing to saying where that fruit comes from. That's the so that is the answer of the Rashbam, because we mentioned the grapevine in the blessing over wine. A third answer is from the Or Zeruah, and he says, because with wine, if you bring out two different wines, you start off with one wine, then you bring out a second wine, we make a second blessing called a tova meitiv, and the good and the better. And that's another reason why wine is going to be considered gorein bracha la'atzmo, and therefore the bread does not exempt it. And then a fourth reason, which is in the name of the Ritva, is because the wine comes for drinking, and all the rest of the food comes for eating. And so therefore, the wine is not going to be exempted from the bread. There's, going back to the point that we said earlier, the reason why we say that a wine will exempt the other liquids is because Tosfos says the wine is rosh l'kol ha'mashkim. And the the wine is going to be considered such a distinguished blessing that it is going to be considered the head of all the blessings. There is another answer that's given, that's brought down in the name of the Prima Gadim, and he brings down that wine is perhaps a more distinguished blessing because it's possible that the blessing over wine is actually a biblical obligation, because some say that the blessing that we make after the wine is also biblical. And so if that's going to be biblical, then we say for sure the blessing beforehand will also be biblical. That is what the Prima Gadim says, that it's possible that it's a biblical obligation. So that it walks hand in hand with Tosfos' explanation that the blessing over the wine is going to be so much more distinguished. And the second explanation is not that the blessing is more distinguished, but that the wine is going to be more distinguished, meaning to say that it's such a more important drink than all the other drinks. So why is this relevant? This is relevant, says the Shavus Yitzlak, with respect to a person who wants to make a blessing over grape juice and not over wine. So would we say that the grape juice is going to be effective in saying that you don't need to make a blessing on other liquids that come after it? Just like you make a blessing over wine, you don't need to make a blessing to come after it. So if we're going to say that the reason why wine is special is because it is itself the blessing is different and unique, well, therefore the blessing on grape juice is the same as wine, borei pri hagafen. However, if we're going to say that it's because the wine is more distinguished, well, grape juice is not more distinguished than all the other drinks. It just happens to be a borei pri hagafen, but it's not more distinguished. And so therefore therefore, according to this approach, the blessing over grape juice would not be able to exempt all the other drinks that come after it. And that's the approach that the Shavus Yitzlak takes, that it's dependent upon the reason why wine exempts all other blessings.